Begin the current daf and Sefer Shavuos daf Yud Zayin. Begin on the bottom of Tezayin the Beis, second line up from the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, where the Gemara was qualifying the halacha of our Mishnah, which said that the halacha of Yediyas Atumah of being chayav a carbon el v'yorid, someone's tummy and he comes into the Mikdash, is not only if he was in the outs and he came in, even if he became tummy in the Beis HaMikdash, a sheret, dead sheret fell on them, something happened, he came in contact with a mess, he had to leave. So in that, the same halacha applies regarding the obligation of leaving. What does that mean? If he either bows down or he delays the amount of time it takes to bow down, then he's going to be chayav a carbon el v'yorid. Now that the Gemara is Bay Ravi said, Tzarech shehi l'malkus. Do you also need to have that time delay, which he said takes a certain amount of time, to be chayav for also malkus, meaning carbon is when someone does b'shayig. But let's say they warned him and says, hey, you became tummy, don't stay over here. And he stayed, but not the amount of time it takes b'chdei shehiya. Do you need to have for the liability of malchus of getting lashes when you deliberately didn't run out right away? Do you need to have at least the amount of time it takes to bow down? Or maybe no for malchus, but you didn't go out that second, so you weren't anus. So although you did it less than the amount of time it takes to say that whole pasuk we said in the previous stuff, which is the shir shihio that we're describing regarding the carbon of the yared, the person would be chayiv. What's the question? The carbon gemirishia, the halacha meishem b'sina that we have, the tradition that we have regarding the halacha of being chayv a carbon el b'yared, which is only some delayed the amount of time it takes to do a full bowing down on the ground. That was only for carbon. But l'malkus l'gemirishia, but regarding malkus, we didn't have that halacha meishem b'sina, and therefore it would be even with the smallest amount of delay, even less than that. Or as we get 10 top of Yedzayin and Alf, oidemo b'fnim gemirishia. No, the halacha was said regarding the area inside any tumma that happens inside the azara, loishnul carbon for loishnul malchus, and therefore wouldn't make a difference if it's when he does it by mistake for carbon or deliberately forgetting malchus. The halacha meishem b'sina was said inside the liability, whatever it's going to be, is only if it was bichdei shir hashtachava. So you want to take a look, it's not clear if it was only for carbon or also for malchus. Another question, Bayi Rava. It says, Tola atzmai ba'avar azar ma. What's halacha if someone suspends himself in the airspace of the courtyard, the amount of time it takes to delay for bowing down? What's the question? Says the Gemara, Ki gemiri shiyo, when did we go ahead and tell us the halacha l'meshem b'sina of delay? That shehiya debastash tachava. The whole halacha of delaying was the amount of time it takes to bowing down, meaning to say, it's a delay that you could have bowed down in that time, so even though you didn't. But that's like bowing down, which we said even the most minute bowing down. So that's why you're going to be chayv. But But if it's a delay, that in that amount of time that you delayed, you could not have bowed down, because you're in the air, you're not on the ground. Therefore, you're not going to be chayv. Maybe no, the halacha of the shehi was said inside the area of the azara. Doesn't make a difference if you technically could bow down or not. It was a certain amount of time that was given inside, which happens to be the amount of time it takes to bow down, but not that you could have bowed down in that time. And therefore, even someone who suspends himself in the air, who cannot be bowing down on the ground when he's in the airspace, still he's going to be chayiv. Says he might take a little stand. It's not clear what was the exact parameters of this halacha. Another question, Bayi Ravashi says, even if you're going to say that you do need to have a time delay of Shkadesh Tachava to get lashes, when the person became Tameh beyond his control, but he delayed deliberately, however, like we had asked the question before, Ravashi is going on what's known as Imtim Tulemme. If you're going to say that even for Malkus, it's only if he delays the amount of time of Hashtachava. But that's, as the general case, when he became Tameh Ba'inus, but then his delay was B'mezit. But says Rav Ashi, Timei Atzmei B'mezen Ma'ah. What's halacha if, let's say, he made himself tamei deliberately? Do we still need to have a time delay to be chayiv for the malchus? What's the question? Ba'inis gemirishi. Did we say that the time delay, which is a certain dispensation, which is a certain kula, leniency, it's only if you delay that amount of time? That's only if you became tamei ba'inis, but b'mezen lo gemirishi. But if someone deliberately made himself tamei and then he has to quickly get out, that we didn't say that you have that time delay, that amount of time to get out. and even the smallest amount of delay, you're going to be chayiv. I don't know. Or maybe bifnim gimir shi. No, the Allah Mishnah Mishnah was said regarding the area of the azara. Leishna ba'ainis, leishna mezer. Doesn't make a difference how he became tummy. Whether against his will or deliberately, doesn't make a difference. You still have that time span of bechdeh shtachba. So you might take a little sense. It's not clear what was the exact parameters of the halacha. Was it only ba'ainis or even b'mezer? Another similar question. Bar Vashi says, Nazir bekever. A Nazir, who someone had asked prohibition of becoming tummy, who became tummy through an einis in the cemetery, which is going to be similar to the case we're describing of someone becoming tummy in the Azara, where when they came into the area, they didn't do anything wrong coming in. How's that possible? How's a Nazir get into the cemetery in a permissible way? Because he came into the basic kvaras in a box. So that he's not in the airspace of the box. He's not tummy. But then his friend came and uncovered the box. And now he became tummy in the airspace of the cemetery through an einus. He didn't want it. His friend took off the cover. Now they're warning him, get out, because now you're becoming tummy and the nazir can't become tummy. But he didn't go out right away. But neither did he delay the amount of tummy k'dei hishtachava. That's Rav Ashi asks, Bayish shehi l'malkas? Do we even need to have that time delay to be chayv malkas? Or maybe that's not required over there. Now, the reason why the question is being asked regarding malkas is because it wouldn't be applicable to ask the same question of nazir bekever by carbon, because there is no chiv karas by a nazir that becomes tummy, which that's what usually when you do it by mistake is what a carbon comes for when you do it deliberately, which is karas. Because the whole carbon that a nazir tummy does bring, when a nazir becomes tummy, he has to bring a carbon. That's not for the sin of becoming tummy. That's actually just to now take a reactivation of his new nazirus in the state of tahara, like all of mechusi kapara, that it's part of their purification process. But in regards to that carbon, so that time delay, the Gemara talks about Masechta's nazir. Our question is regarding the liability of malchus. That's the question. Does that require osa kadeshia or even not kadeshia? As the Gemara explains, the question is similar to like what we were saying before. Bifnim gemir shehia, was the halacha only said regarding a tumma that happens in the azara, where because that's what the whole qualification was? What's the whole kadesh tachavaya? And as we said similarly in the previous daf in Rava, it's only if it's done facing for the smaller amount versus because it's all about tumma bowing down towards Hashem. So that halacha of that time of Kadesh Shia is about bowing down, which only applies in the Azara. But chutz legemir Shia, but something out of the base of Migdash, some cemetery out in Modin, in Eretz Yisrael, that wouldn't apply to have the dispensation of Bechtei Hishtachavah. Or maybe no, Ba'inis gemir Shia. The halacha was said regarding when something happens to somebody, Ba'inis, where he's in a holy place, or he's in a situation where something suddenly happens, then he needs to have, we give him that time to get out, the amount of time it takes b'chdei shehiyah, leishnu b'fim, leishnu b'chutz. Doesn't make a difference if it happened in the Azara or happens anywhere else, that you would have that dispensation. So the Gemara take a let it stand, it's not clear what the halacha would be, what's the exact qualification of this halacha. So Mishnah continued and said, so we spoke about if he bows down, if he delays the amount of time to bow down. Additionally, the Mishnah said, "Bolei ba'aruch chayv." So let's say he's leaving right away. He doesn't delay, and he doesn't bow down, but he takes the long way out. Then his chayv is going to be liable. B'ktsara pater, if he takes the short way, then he's even exempt, v'chulu, etc. So Amar Rabbi qualifies, he says, "Ktsara sh'amar," this that they said, if he takes the shortest route, and one would know this from a GPS, it's faster and the shorter. It's not about fast, it's about shorter. If he takes the shorter route, says Rava, afila akiv bitzad gadol, even if he has his heel by his toe, meaning he doesn't take more than the amount of the smallest step that he could, then afila kaliyam kuli, even if he delays in his walking, getting out, the entire day it takes him to go, he's taking his time, but he's walking the whole time, he's going to be exempt. It's not about getting out fast, it's about taking the shortest route. Now, by Rava, but Rava has a question. Shehiyois, his delays, let's say he went and he took the shortest route. And he delayed a little bit, but not the amount of time k'dei hishtachavah. And then he goes more, and then he delays a little bit. Ma'usheid starfu, what's the halacha? Do they combine all those little delays to the shir of k'dei hishtachavah, and then it's going to be chayiv, or not? So the Gemara asks, what do you have a tifshalei mididay? Well, let Rava resolve his question from his own statement he just said before, that they do not combine, because he himself said that if it takes the whole day, that then you're going to be potter. So you see that the little combinations do not combine. So the Gemara, no, Hasam delay Shah. That first halacha of Rav is talking about where he didn't delay at all. there was never a moment that he stopped walking. He's just walking so slow. So that's what he's going to be potter. But if he delays, that was Rava's question, would they combine, let's say he stops 2 seconds here, and 2 seconds here, 2 seconds here, they would combine for that chair. That was Rava's question. Another question, Boyimine Abaye Mirabba. Abaye asked from Rabba Bar Nachmeni, who was his teacher, and wherever it says that Abaye asked from him, it refers to Rabba and not Rava, although many times there's Abaye and Rava and there's Abaye and Rabba. When he's asking a question, it's from his teacher, Rabba Bar Nachmeni. He said, Boloi Ba'arucha Shir Kitzara. What if the guy didn't take the short route? He took the longer route. But he got out in the amount of time it would have taken for a regular person to get out in the short route, because he ran. Until the amount of time of his delay leaving was only the amount of the Derek Tzara had a regular person taking the shorter route. Mao, what's the halacha? So what's the question? Explains the Gemara. Do we say shear, the measurement of the long route was gemiri, with that was what the halacha was teaching us, that then you're going to be liable, which that's not the case over here. Because v'chiboloi barucha shir ketzara pater, here, although he left that route, but it took him the amount of measurement of time it would take to take the short route, because he ran. So therefore he's going to be exempt. Oidim adafka gemir, maybe no. It was specifically the words like we said in the Mishnah, not the shir of arucha and getzara, but no, ba'arucha chai, if you take the long route, you're going to be liable. Doesn't make a difference if you run or if you don't run. And b'getzara pater, and the short route, you're going to be exempt. Again, whether you run or you don't. So Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, Lo nitna arucha lihidacha setzlai. It's not applicable for the long route to be overridden to exempt him, that to say that it's permitted even if he's running. Essentially saying it doesn't make a difference. It's exactly. If you take the long route, you chayv, short route, you putter, it doesn't make a difference if you ran or not. On that mask of the Reb Zeir, but Reb Zeir asked on this answer of Rabbi, says, wait a second. El dekaim alam, but then this that we know from the Gemara Masech, the Sanhedrin, and the Pei Gimel and Aleph, that says, regarding a kohen that's tamei sheshimish, a kohen that was tamei, who served and did in the Azar, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and he went and he did the Avodah, he's going to get b'misa. He's going to get what's known as misa b'dei shemayim, death at the hands of heaven. On that, as Reb Zeir, according to what you're saying, hey, mishkachas la, how could you ever have so that the kohen who does the avodah in the state of tumah in the Beis HaMikdash should get misa b'dei shemayim, that's not going to already be chayv for the more severe penalty of karis. Karis and misa b'dei shemayim is similar, but karis, one's children die and he dies younger, it's more severe than misa b'dei shemayim, death at the hands of heaven. As Reb Zeir, by default, the case has to be first of all talking about that the kohen became tumah in the azar. Because had he become tummy out of the Azar and then he came in, he would already, just by coming in, forget about doing Avodah, he'd be chayv karis just for coming in. So it's obviously talking about that he's inside. But what's the case talking about? And that it's idalei shah, if he did not delay in the service that he was doing, whatever Avodah he was doing, the amount of time it takes to bow down, well, hecha avad Avodah. Now how could he have done Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? What Avodah is so small that it could have been done the amount of time that it takes less to bow down on the ground? So obviously, it can't be talking about that he didn't delay that amount if he's doing Avodah. And Ida Shan, if you're saying that, no, he did delay, because if you got to do some Avodah, it's going to take more the amount of time it takes to bow down, well then bar Karis too. Then you really have Karis, which is more severe. That's the halacha of our Mishnah, where you get Karis for that. What's the halacha that was said in Sanhedrin regarding doing the Avodah? You get Misa B'di Shemayim. So says Reb Zeir, I could tell you what the pshat would be. If you say that regarding all the measurements of our Mishnah, whether regarding delaying or whether regarding leaving in the long route, it's shi'ura gemiri. It wasn't specifically the long and the short route. It was the measurements of long and route that creates a liability. For example, if let's say the measurement of delaying even in the short route, or the measurement of leaving the long route even without delaying, that's the liability. So then says Reb Zeir, mishkachas la, then of course you could have a case of delaying, because any avodah is going to require the amount of delaying, without a chiv karas. How so? For example, the honest nafshe b'gitzara, that after he went and he did the avodah, he quickly ran through in the short way, v'avad avodah. Meaning that he delayed in his whatever service he was doing in the Beis HaMikdash, this kind of tummy, the amount of time it takes b'chtei shia. But when he leaves the short route and he runs so fast until he didn't delay the amount of time for when he became tamei, the amount of time that it would take for a regular person to walk out the short route because he ran so fast. So then I would be able to explain what the halacha is. Still, he's going to be chayiv misa b'deishmem because he did an avoda. But for delaying purposes, he didn't even delay the amount of a small root, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv karf. But as we continue to amud beis, asher b'zeir terab eli'i amr davka gemi, but you that you're saying that it's specifically that if he delays the amount of time to bow down, he's going to be chayiv, even if he leaves the short root and he's running. He's still going to be chayiv for the delay, because it's the delays or the long routes that you're chayiv for, not the amount of time that it usually takes. Well, then heichem eshkachasla. Then how are you ever going to have the case of a kohen that was tameh, that it did avoid in Mitzvah Mikdash, to only be chayiv misa b'deishmem, not karas, if it's going to be chayiv anyway for the delay it takes to do the avoida? And you don't care about the big picture that he got out quicker than a regular person without his delay would have taken, because you say, no, the Shia and the Derech Ruch is what you chayiv for. So Abai says, my kushya, what's the difficulty? What's Reb Zeir's question? I could tell you, Mishkachas law, you could have an avoid in the Mitzvah Mikdash without a delay. And that would be what the case in Sanhedrin is talking about. Kagain, for example, that he became Tamei, and he left right away. And Shababak Tzara, and he went and he took the short route. But as he's walking out, he's holding a fork in his hand. V'hafach b'tzinura. And then he went and he turned with the fork and he hit one of the pieces of the limbs of the meats on the carbon on the fire. And he turned what was on top to the bottom. Ukad Rav Huna, like Rav Huna said, that this is considered an avoida and to be chayiv for. The Amar Rav Huna said, Zar shehipach b'tzinura. A similar case, a non-kohen, who goes and turns over a piece of meat on the mizbeach with a fork. He says, that's navaida. Why? Because it makes it get cooked, get burnt up faster. And therefore, that's a type of navaida that you don't have to delay for. It doesn't take the amount of time to bow down. No, as you're walking by, flip, you just flipped it over. Chayiv misa. If a zar who does that is chayiv misa, because the pasuk says, v'azar ha-karv yumas, if the zar does navaida, he's going to die, that would be the same case over here. The kohen that's tameh, he did not have a delay. And therefore, there's no chorus. And therefore, it's not difficult what Rabbi is saying, because it is the actual shiur of the derech harucha. But how do you do an avoid in less than that amount of time? It's just flipping over a piece of meat. Now, Gufa the Gemara explains this halacha Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, he says, Zar shahabach b'tzinur chayv misa. If a non-kohen flips over a piece of meat with a fork, it's chayv misa. So the Gemara, hey, what's the case? If he didn't turn it over, the piece of meat would not get consumed, because let's say there's a bunch of pieces of limbs of the carbonus, and this one's all the way on the top, it would not have been consumed. And then he turns it over, and it gets now on the bottom, now it's going to get on fire, it's going to get consumed. Well, pshita, obviously, that's part of the avoida, and of course he's chai for that. And if he didn't turn it over, it would get consumed. Well, in my cover, then what did he do? Then why would he be chai? If he would not have turned it over, it would have taken 2 hours for it to be consumed. And now it's going to get consumed in 1 hour. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna. Anything of avoda that's making something get closer is also part of the avoda, and therefore consuming it in half the time now is considered an avoda for a zar, hakarav, yumas, and also for the kind tatami that we said, shashimish, to be chayiv, misab deishamayim. Related discussion, the Gemara says, Amr Barishi, he says, Be'ina de'ema milsi, he says, I want to say something, u'mistafina mechavir, but I'm afraid of my colleagues. I want to say the following halacha. Ha'nichnas labeis ha'manuga derech ha'chayv. If someone goes into a house that has a nega, which it creates tumah if someone's in the house that has a nega. But he goes in derech ha'chayv, he goes in backwards. He walks in through his back, now walking forward. Says Rav Barishi, v'afilu kulei, and even if his whole body basically is inside the house, except for his nose, because that's something that sticks out beyond the body more than anything else. Tar, he'll still be tar. Why? The pasuk says, "Meyikra b'habala bais," that who becomes tummy going to the house of a nega? Someone that comes into the house, which tells you derech bia asra tara. The normal way of coming in is what the Torah makes forbidden to make the person tummy. But if a person walks in backwards, then if at least his nose is out, he's not going to be tummy. Where, although if a person walked in regular, then he would be tummy the moment part of him comes in. Here, he wouldn't be tummy. But says Rav Eishi, mistafini mechavrei, but I'm afraid of my colleagues, because if what I'm saying is true, then they're going to tell me, kulei nami. Then what do I mean? If he walked in backwards, then even if his whole body's inside, he should be tar, because he didn't go in the way it usually goes in, so he shouldn't become tummy. So therefore, I'm afraid to say my halacha. However, Amar Rava said, no, you don't be afraid. Kula, if his whole body is inside, legara mekilim shebebayis, then he's not any less than utensils that are in the house that was already there before the nega even came. Where when the utensils that were always in the house don't have the habal abayis, what comes into the house, because it never came in, it was always there from before. And even so, they become tummy, like the pasuk says in Meyukur Yudalt, ufinir sabayis, that you have to clear out all the vessels, utensils from the house before the kohen declares a tummy, so that it shouldn't become tummy. Like it says, kolash ababayis, the chsilik says the pasuk before, it says, v'leyidma kolash ababayis, and that whatever is in the house should not become tummy. You see that it would become tummy even though it didn't come in, because it's all inside, and therefore it says, Rav, no, the halacha is true. It has to be the way you walk in. But that's regarding the walking in. Being all the way inside is tummy either way, even if it didn't come in, and therefore that halacha of Rabbi Isha would be correct, and you don't have to be afraid from your colleagues. Says the Gemara, tanam halacha is similar in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Gag and Halalo, these roofs in the Azar, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, ein eichlun sham kachi kachim, although it's in the area of the Azar, where that's where you could eat kachi kachim, like karmechatas and asham, you cannot eat the kachi kachim on the roofs, which have to be eaten within the area of the curtains of the Azara, because this Tana holds that the roofs and the upper stories were not sanctified. Only the ground of the Azara and the airspace going up till the roof. And so too, Vein Sheikh and Shem Kachem Kalam, you cannot slaughter either there Kachem Kalam. And moreover, Tamei Shenichnas Derech Gagin Lehechel Pata, if someone that's Tamei jumps from roof to roof, all the way to the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be exempt. Shem, because like it says the Pasuk in Vayikra, it says, V'la Mikdash Lei Tavei. To the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to come. Which tells us, Derech Biya Asra Torah. The normal way of coming is what the Torah says forbidden. And here, it's not the normal way, because you're coming from roof to roof, which is not sanctified. And although you came to the Mikdash, but you didn't come the way of coming, which is usually through the ground. So one thing we see from this Braisa is that whatever it says, a term of Biya, of Tavay, of coming, it means Derech Biya, the way it's normally done, which again, same thing would be like Rabbi Yishai Halacha of Beis HaManuga, where he's only made Tamei for coming in. Again, all the way in is something different. For coming in, only the way you normally come in, but if you're coming in backwards, then even if your whole body's in besides your nose, you're not going to be Tamei. Now the Gemara continues with the Halacha from our Mishnah. And the reason why I brought in Rabbi Yishai's halacha was obviously because it refers to a tummy person. That was the proof we brought to his halacha from a tummy that goes into the Mikdash. So the Mishnah continued and was talking about this halacha of a tummy person that comes into the Mikdash, that there's a requirement for him to leave right away, which we said if he doesn't go the short route and he delays, he's going to be chayev. So the Mishnah said, Zu, this halacha, he mitzvah saseh shebe Mikdash is a positive commandment for someone in the base of Mikdash. She'en chayav nolav achula, where the bezdin, if they make an erroneous psak, is not going to be chayav a parhel mdavar shaltzib. So the Gemara asks on the terminology of our Mishnah, Heichad kai, where is the Tana referring to? The Kamer Zuhi, that he says, this is it. In other words, where did we initially teach this halacha that told us that you're not going to be liable as a bezdin for a positive commandment which is incumbent in the base of Mikdash, where the Tana of our Mishnah is saying, this is that mitzvah saseh in the Mikdash? So the Gemara Hasim Kai is going to Mishnah Masechtas Harias. The Mishnah says that in Chayavin, that the court is not liable for their psak, for their judgment, which was erroneous, alasei va'aloi saseh shebe Mikdash, regarding a positive commandment and a negative commandment applicable in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, for the topic of our parak, which is that what the Mishnah there is talking about, regarding if they paskin something regarding tumah relating to the Beis HaMikdash or kachim, whether it's a positive commandment, for example, like the case we're describing where he becomes tummy in the Azara, which is a positive commandment of Vayishalchu, that you have to send him out of the camp, or whether it was a negative prohibition that they made erroneous ruling. For example, if let's say the person became tummy outside, where there's a negative prohibition of Elamikdash Loi Tavi, don't come into the temple. If they paskin wrong and said that he could go in or that he doesn't have to leave, although generally they're going to be chayiv the bezin for a power held in Davish al Tzibur, the Gemara there explains why they're not going to be chayiv, because the whole halacha of bringing a par for hara, for an erroneous psak, is only for helam davar, for a mistaken psak, that had it been done by mistake by an individual, would be chayiv a permanent regular karmachatas. In contrast, like we said in the beginning of this mesechta, if someone becomes tummy in regards to the mikdash, he's chayiv a carbon oil of a yard, which is not considered set, because depending on the person's financial status, that's the type of carbon he brings, and therefore the par halam davar shel tzibur does not apply, because only when the individual did it, he'd be chayiv a chatas. Here it's a carbon oil of a yard. And therefore that applies to both the asay and lois asay of tumas mikdash kadashav. Moreover, ve'im mevi'in ashim toli, if an individual had this type of doubt of karis, in such a situation where generally the halacha is, if a person maybe, he doesn't know, maybe violated erroneously an issur that is chayav for karis, has to bring ashram toli, which is a suspended ashram. He doesn't know if he did something wrong or not. In this situation, he would not bring alasei va'aloisasei shebem mikdash. Meaning, if he has a doubt regarding tumas mikdash or kedashav, whether about going in or not leaving, because similarly, the halacha of ashram toli is only for a doubt of something where if the person knew for sure that he did it, he'd be chayav a regular karban chatas. In contrast here, if he knew that he did it, he'd be chayav a karban oil b'yarit. And the Gemara there learns it out from Sukkim. Aval, but, says the Mishnah over there in Harias, Chayoven ala seva loisasei shebenida. However, the Bezin is chayev if they made an erroneous psak on the positive commandment and negative commandment regarding relations with a menstruating woman, a nida. Now, the reason why the contrast they pick specifically is nida, there's obviously many halachas, which are most, that they would be chayev a parhelm davashel tzibr, is because you could find the same parallel as the loisasei and the asei of tumas mikdash kedashav to the tumma of the nida, where just like we said, the case of the person who became tami ba'inus in the azara, where he's warned that he has to leave. So too, if someone's having relations with a woman that's tar and she says it became tummy, you have the same type of situation where he has obligation to leave, but again in a specific way, as we're going to describe. So too, mavi and ashram tali. If an individual, and it has to be to an individual because there's no carbon ashram in the tzibur, because by ashram it says nefesh, which refers to an individual also will bring an ashram tolei if they're not sure if they had done something wrong regarding alasev alaysesh shebenida, regarding the positive commandment and negative commandment regarding a nida. Now, v'kamer, and that's what the Gemara concludes, that's what our Mishnah is saying, zuhi mitzvah saseh shebemikdash ein chayav nala. This is what was told over there in the Mishnah Maseches Harias, that there's a positive commandment in the base of Mikdash, that the Bezin, if they made a wrong psak, would not be chayav a parhelm davashel tzibur. It's referring to this mitzvah saseh of someone who became tamin dazara, that he has to leave in that amount of time. Now, v'ezahi mitzvah saseh shebemikdash ein chayav nala, says the Gemara, and what is that mitzvah saseh regarding nida that they are chayav for, if they made an erroneous ruling? Which is the same parallel. If someone's having relations with a woman that's tar, like he came into the Azara in the state of Tara, then Ba'inus, he didn't know this is going to happen. She told him, I am impure, I'm a Nida, where he's not allowed to have relations with a Nida. And he leaves right away that moment. Chayiv, he's going to be liable for that relations with the Nida because he left. Because his leaving in an erection is pleasurable to him like coming in. And therefore, that leaving in that state is what creates a liability. Rather, as we said, he has to wait till the aver is mace and then leave. And it's regarding that, if they told him that, yeah, you leave right away, that would be something, if they would pass it like that, they would be chayavan. Now, Itmar, we learned, Abaya Omar, Mishmeid Reb Chibar Rab, he says, regarding this last halacha that we said, of the where she says, I'm tummy, and he leaves right away, chayiv shtayim, the one who removes himself from having relations from the nida in with an erection is going to be chayev for two liabilities. Why? One for coming in, one for having relations with this woman. And one, like we said, for leaving, although leaving shouldn't be a problem, it is because he left where the Eivir Chai, supposed to wait to Eivir Meis, that leaving is also he's liable for. Those are two liabilities. Now, says the Gemara, Havi bar Rabba. Now, Rabba asked on this, and he says, B'mai, well, what's the case talking about? Ile mesamach levesta, if, when this man started having relations with this woman who was not a nida, was not menstruating, but it was near her period, where he's not an oinis on coming in and having relations, because he should have entertained the thought to think, well, wait a second, this is the time that she usually has her period, maybe during relations, that she's going to have a re'ia. Now, but neither is he a deliberate sinner, because he didn't want to do that, he just should have been aware. So that could be qualified as a shaygig. He didn't mean to do it on purpose, but neither is it an oinus. You should have thought that something could happen. So ubaman, and who are we talking about? Ilim b'tamu chacham, maybe talking about a Talmudic scholar, as we'll see shortly why that would be specifically by him, because bishlem akenis l'chayev, we could understand regarding that he'd be chayev a carbon for coming in, because, and it's not considered mazid, k'ksav yichoni livel, he thought, I think I could probably get in that relations, and I'll be able to leave before she gets that re'iyah. He thought he can get away. He didn't do it on purpose. He thought, not oinis, but shaykh. So we understand you can be chayev a carbon for that. Ela prisha mai l'chayev, but if he's a Talmudic scholar who knows that if someone's having relations with a woman that's tar, and then in the middle she says, I'm tummy, that he has to wait until the organ dies, until it stops having an erection, So why is he chayiv a carbon? Mezid who? He's considered a deliberate sinner, where a deliberate sinner doesn't bring a carbon. You don't have it. The atonement is only if it's a shaygi. It's not a shaygi of him. He's a mezid. So why is the two chiyuvim? And as Gemara continues on top of Yitzchas and Al, Vibam Ha'aretz, and if we're talking about ignoramus, who he's not aware of any of these halachas, and therefore he's a shaygi on both of them, well then, Idi, regarding both these coming in and leaving, is considered achol shnei zesi chelav behelam echad hu. It's considered like eating two olive-sized pieces of forbidden fats in one lapse of awareness, where this Am Aretz didn't know from the beginning to the end that he had done anything wrong. And if he's only going to be chayv one carbon, that's the case by when you eat two olive-sized pieces of fat. So it's over here, when this Am Aretz went in to when he left, when she says, I'm tummy. So he didn't know that he's chayiv for having come in the first place. He thinks, well, I'm an oinus. Because he doesn't know the halacha that a Jewish man has to separate from his wife near her period, what's called the vest of her nida. So that's not considered an oinus, but rather it's considered a shaygi. Not oinus, but not beyond his control. He could have learned, but he doesn't know, so it's a shaygi. Now, since he didn't learn, so it turns out, between when he came in and when he left, the sin that he had done, it's like considered having bia with Anita, two different acts of relations and one lapse of awareness, because he wasn't aware at any point in time. Only afterwards, someone says, what? You realize when you went in there was a problem, and when you left there was a problem. I said, really? I didn't even know. So that's only one chiyuv of carbon. So what are these two chiyuvim of carbon for coming in and coming out, what the Gemara was saying? So rather says the Gemara, so what are you going to say? Oh, it wasn't near her period. Which means to say that for coming in, it's an oinus. Because a person doesn't have to entertain that his wife's suddenly going to get a period when it's unexpected. Then says the Gemara, then that's truly difficult because of Maman. Who are we talking about? Ilem tamachacham. So then malay chodel lemachab. Then it shouldn't be chayv even one carbon. Aknisa on this for coming in is an oinus. And aprisha mezin, leaving is a mezid. And the mezid, you don't bring a carbon either. And iba ma'aretz, and if he's a ignoramus, so chadu de mechayv, so he's only liable for one, aprisha, for the leaving, because he thinks it's permitted to leave, that's what he should do. Oh, you need to? Okay, I'm going to go out. But for coming in, it's an oinus. So says Gemara, hadam Rava, so rather Rava ended up saying, la'ilam b'samach levest. It's talking about where it was near her period. U'bitam mechachem, talking about a Talmud scholar. But not a whole Talmud chacham. But Talmud chacham lezu, he was a Talmudic scholar for this. In other words, he knows that a Jewish person has to separate from their wives near their periods. As the Gemara is going to tell us later on from a pasuk v'yizartemis b'nei yisoma tamasim, they have to separate and create a boundary from a becoming tummy with the nida. But ve'in Talmud chacham lezu, but he did not know, he's not a Talmud chacham in knowing that if you're having a tashmish with a tahir woman and she says I'm tummy, that he has to go out only after the aver dies. Where therefore he's shaygig on both of these halachas. Regarding the coming in, he's a shaygig because he thought, I could get it in before she becomes a need. I know a period's about to come, but it's not yet. And regarding the leaving, he's a shaygig because he thinks it's permitted. So these are two different shaygigs that he's going to be chayiv on. Now, because this is not like the case of two olive-sized pieces of chaylev in one lapse of awareness, because he's a talmid chacham for the first halacha. He knows that he shouldn't have had bia near her vest. And like we said, so therefore that's not an oinus, rather it's a shaygig. He thinks I can get it in beforehand. When she tells him I'm tamei, that moment he knows that he's chayiv for the coming in. And therefore that's the idea that separates between when he came in and when he leaves. That's a different mistake that he makes. The second later when he leaves, he thinks, oh, I should get out. So therefore there's two different shaygig with the idea between. That's why this separates and he's chayiv for two. Now, although one would ask, then wait a second, so isn't he considered amazed with the first coming in, which the bia, it's near the vest, and that's forbidden. He knows that. So isn't that considered amazed? Why is he chayiv a carbon on that? That's not difficult because there's no karv or chiv chatas on having relations near the vest. Because that's just, that's not something that this kar is for. It's only when she becomes tummy, and then he has bia with his wife that's tummy, that's a nida, which that was a shaygig, because he initially thought, I can get in. Yeah, the initial thing that he had be a samach levesta, that's forbidden, but that's not a chiv karis. The karis is only with having relation with the nida. Regarding that, he's a shaygi. He thought I can get in and get out before she becomes a nida. When that happens, that was a shaygi because not an oinus, you should have expected, but it's not a major either. He thought he can get out. Therefore, there's a shaygi in the beginning, a shaygi at the end. Those are two chiyuvi chatas that we're saying regarding a person that has relations with a nida, who's a tamachacham, samach levesta, and then he's being pirish, be'ever chai, that would be make a person chayev two karbanos for that situation.